Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the January 2009 U.S. employment situation that had its ups and downs. Unfortunately, unemployment was up and jobs were down. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported that the unemployment rate shot up 0.4% again in January to 7.6%. That 7.6% unemployment rate was the result of more than 11.6 million unemployed people, a civilian labor force of around 153.7 million, and only 142.1 million of them employed. And the number of people no longer in the workforce was about 81 million. Because of annual statistical benchmarking, comparison with previous months are just not possible. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported an overall job decline of 598,000 last month. Since December 2007, the unemployment economy has lost almost 3.6 million jobs, or nearly 2.6%. Manufacturing suffered a loss of 207,000 jobs across most subsectors, with durable goods again taking it much harder, down 157,000, than non-durable goods, down only 50,000. No surprise that the construction sector collapsed by 111,000 jobs, with losses in residential building about the same as in non-residential building. The 1,000 job loss in mining and logging was counter to recent trends. The service providing sector, which accounts for about 85% of all employment, lost 279,000 jobs in January, which was an improvement over December's loss of 327,000 jobs. Although it's too early to say definitively, perhaps the job losses in this major sector are slowing. Yay! That's a very small yay. The retail trade sector continued to cut its inventory of jobs in January. 45,100 jobs were removed. Following the automaker's recent announcements of the drop in January car sales, automobile dealers reduced their inventory of jobs by 13,500. Professional and business services, which is a large sector employing more than 17 million, was down 121,000 jobs last month, much of the loss in temporary help services. A little bit more of that a little later. While most subsectors saw losses, management and technical consulting services found the need for 11,000 more jobs. Education and health services continue to be the go-to sector as more people go back to school for retraining and the population continues to age. Educational services brought in 32,600 more jobs, while health care and social assistance found the need to fill 20,700 new jobs in almost all major subsectors. The only health care subsector that experienced a loss was nursing care facilities that was down 1,600 jobs, perhaps taken ill from the sick economy. There was nothing to celebrate in leisure and hospitality as it continued to escort jobs to the exit. It lost 28,000 jobs in January, with accommodation and food services sending 26,800 jobs back to the kitchen and out into the alley. The government added 6,000 jobs total in January, although the federal government added 15,000 jobs. State governments had to eliminate 6,000 and local governments removed 3,000 jobs. Temporary help services employment dipped down to 1,978,300, and that was down 76,400 in January, or 3.7% from the previous month. The last time temporary help jobs were below the 2 million job mark was February 1997. Year-to-year loss was 22.7%. In 2008, temporary help services lost more than 500,000 jobs. And temporary help services continued to lose market share. It was 1.47% of all jobs in January. The last time it was so low was in 1995. So to recap, poof, another 600,000 jobs evaporated in January, and 2009 is off and running, running for the hills. Employment contracted by 3.1% before it started to recover during the 1981-82 recession, which was the worst in recent history. If this one follows the same basic trend, the job loss this go-around will need to reach 4.3 million before it recovers. With the current economy down 3.6 million jobs, or nearly 2.6%, does that mean there's only 750,000 to go? At the rate jobs are dropping off the skeleton of what's left of our economy, that means less than 2 months of job losses at the current rate. Unfortunately, I don't think there are too many people out there, myself included, that think this will be all over in the next 2 months. Just remember, it's always darkest before the dawn. I'll try and continue to be your flashlight to help you see what's ahead. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.